Authorities in the Democratic Republic of the Congo declared Wednesday a public holiday after the national football team secured a historic place at the World Cup for the first time in 52 years. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The Leopards booked their spot on Tuesday night thanks to a dramatic extra-time winner from Axel Tanzibi, sealing a 1-0 victory over Jamaica in a tense playoff. The government described the achievement as historic, urging citizens to celebrate with unity, fervor and national pride. Many businesses, banks and shops in the capital, Kinshasa, closed their doors in honor of the occasion, though some workplaces remained open due to the late notice of the announcement. The qualification marks the country's first World Cup appearance since 1974, when it competed under the name Zaire. Scenes of jubilation erupted across Kinshasa in the early hours of Wednesday, with fans pouring into the streets to celebrate despite ongoing challenges facing the country, including conflict in the east. That conflict has intensified over the past year, particularly with advances by the M23. Despite long-standing tensions and accusations involving Rwanda, officials in Kigali congratulated Democratic Republic of the Congo on its qualification. In Kinshasa's Kinabu neighborhood, supporters celebrated loudly, even looking ahead to a high-profile clash against Portugal, led by Cristiano Ronaldo, in Houston on the 17th of June. Democratic Republic of the Congo will also face Colombia and Uzbekistan in the group stage. For Tanzibi, who was born in the conflict-affected city of Bunia, the goal was deeply meaningful. He described it as the most important of his career, recognizing the joy and pride it has brought to millions back home. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.